Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest is Josh Ray from Veteran Beer Company. And you can find him online at veteranbeercompany.com, and the contact number 888-806-0401. And if you missed that, we'll come back to that in just a moment. And also sitting in with us today is Sean Dilts. So, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, let's talk a little bit about the organization and your involvement in Veteran Beer Company.
As far as the company goes, 2012 was kind of a rough year for military vets.
Mm-hmm.
At that point in time, I believe it was 80% of disabled veterans were unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
On average, every day, we were losing 22 vets a day to suicide. That was really the reason why the company was started. It helped put a substantially large dent into the issues that we face as veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured, what the heck? How can we make the biggest dent possible? We'll make a company that only employs vets. Strictly, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do what we can to fix it. And mm-hmm. we figured, why not beer?
Yeah.
Given the economy,
mm-hmm.
no matter how bad it gets, people still want to drink. And I think you can see the beer sales increase since we kind of went in the decline as far as our economy goes. So
mm-hmm.
We figured it was depression-proof
kind
of way to go about it. So.
Yeah. So talk about, you have two craft beers, the Blonde Bomber and Veteran Amber Lager. Talk about those two. What would somebody expect with either one?
Oh, we got two award-winning beers. We've won multiple awards throughout the summer, based on the beer drinking consumer, the ones that are voting for us.
Mm-hmm.
So the Blonde Bomber Blonde Ale is like almost a cross between a Blonde Ale Pale Ale.
Mm-hmm.
The hops we use gives it a little bit of a citrus twist on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
A little medium dry finish, kind of similar to some pale ales that are out there. We also got the Veteran Amber Lager, Premium American Lager. A really dark amber look to it.
Mm-hmm.
Really good caramelized malt, slight hint of hops on the back end. But both of them are very easy drinking beers. Given the mission behind it,
mm-hmm.
we had to make some easy drinking beer so we can hire a bunch of vets.
Mm-hmm.
We could make the best beer in the world, like a peanut butter, chocolate, cherry IPA. But it could be great, but you only drink one, and that kind of counteracts what we're going with the mission here. So.
Sure. So you got a chance to try these, Sean. What did you think?
They are. They're unique and very smooth. Like you said, they're light and crisp right off the front, and something that you could sit down and spend a night drinking with them. So it is good for the mission and a cause that I'm happy to be involved with now and trying to make some improvements here in the future with getting the word out.
So I noticed a lot of links online for Veteran Beer Company. You guys have had a chance to talk to a lot of different people in media. You mentioned different awards that you've won as well. In a short period of time, you've actually gotten a lot of recognition around what you've done. Why do you think that's the case?
The recognition we got is really uncommon, especially in the beer world.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has a lot to do with the mission and who we are.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have been there and done it. 99% of us have spent time over in Iraq or Afghanistan or somewhere in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about taking care of our own. I think that's the biggest part to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So talk about some of your struggles and challenges as I just mentioned, there has been plenty of publicity about around what you've done, but likewise, there's lots of competition in this market too.
Oh yeah.
So how do you get this into stores and get this into places for distribution? Because as you said off air here, is that there is only so much room in the coolers in any place, and so many different brands could be in them. How have you created some market penetration, and what challenges have you run into in that regard?
I don't think any of us anticipated how cutthroat the craft beer industry is. every week a new beer is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We got to try to separate ourselves. We're a handshake, face-to-face kind of people. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're going to run into that with most military vets.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be out and about talking to people face-to-face about who we are, what we do. And it's not just that, but how good the beer actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of people recognize that. You know, we run into some situations here and there. It's proven. We've won multiple awards throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And not just in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But I could go somewhere and, you know, a VFW, Legion, any bar, and people tell us all the time how great the story is, how good the beer is, and then there they are drinking somebody else's beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, hold on, wait, you just said we're how great, and you know the beer's good, mm-hmm. but you still want to drink something else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just tough to break people's cycle. You know, they go into a liquor store, they've gone into for the last 10, 15 years, they know where the cooler is, you know, for their beer that they like to drink.
Mm-hmm.
They walk in, their head down, and they know exactly where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just creatures of nature, and we just got to find a way to break that pattern.
Mm-hmm. So how do you disrupt that? Because you think about all the advertising, packaging, whatever, you know, you talked about a supplier even that has a blaze orange look on there.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're looking for it or looking for something different, people just, you know, I notice this in any kind of pattern in business. When you mentioned that we're creatures of nature, we are indeed.
Yeah.
I've talked to a lot of business people about being a little bit like a Holstein cow, but that's actually really, really true for most of us. We don't get off our fence line and do the exact same things over and over. So how do you disrupt that and get somebody to think about a new beer that's out on the market? I mean, you've had success with it, but in your opinion, how do you break that pattern and get people to look at something different?
For us, the approach we're taking is we're trying to be out there with the consumer all the time. If it's out of sight, it's out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people are. They retain information for a very short period of time. So mm-hmm. we're in your face. We're out there. You know, we're handing out samples. We're talking with people about who we are, what we do, not just the company's story, our own as mm-hmm. well, and putting beer to lips. I mean, that's the best thing out there. A lot of people may look at it and think that, well, it might be a gimmick, or there's been others that have tried to come out with something similar and have failed. Their beer wasn't the quality of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our biggest way of doing it is out there every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even Wednesdays. Different beer festivals. You know, mm-hmm. we're out there hitting those as many as possible to get as large of an audience as possible. We just mm-hmm. did two this past weekend,
mm-hmm.
One down in Eden Prairie and the other one up in St. Cloud at Benton County Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime we can be out there in the general public, putting beer to lips, that's kind of our avenue of approach right now.
So have you guys connected with any of the veterans organizations? Or there's a lot of networks that I'm aware of that are dealing with veteran-owned business and would actually be delighted to help you guys out. Have you connected with any of these organizations?
Not yet, but that's coming here really soon.
Okay.
We're going to get some reach out there and try to do what we can to contact some other people in the industry as well. So,
excellent. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My guest is Josh Ray from Veteran Beer Company. You can find him online, veteranbeercompany.com, and the contact number, 888-806-0401. Again, 888-806-0401. And definitely wish you guys the best in your venture with craft beer. And the two you want to look for are Blonde Bomber and Veteran Amber Lager. And so check those out. Again, Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show with Josh Ray from Veteran Beer Company. Thanks for joining us.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro-North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach business coaching help you. freeactionplan.com.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio on Life 365.
and on the TBFS radio network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.